See? Once again, would you state your name and ABC number for the record, sir?
Timothy Bonneville, 276-997.
Thank you, Mr. Bonneville. You appear before the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners for your revocation hearing regarding the three allegations on your warrant. And based upon information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on August the 2nd of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
I do, correct.
And on that, among other things, it stated that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room this morning. May we assume that you're going to represent yourself, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are three board members participating in your hearing this morning. They are to my left, which would be to your right, the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of myself is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as the lead for your hearing this morning. We also have in the room, let me make sure that this is going to work, sir. We also have in the room with us a gentleman that you should be able to see now. And that is Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Bonneville and Mr. Turner, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God of your sore thumb?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As I indicated, sir, you have three allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read each of them, and once I read them, please tell me whether it is true or false. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 5, as demonstrated by your failure to report contact with Tempe Police Department to your assigned parole officer on about April 11, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. The next one reads that you are in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 6326 West Hilton Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, on or about June 17, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Is that one true or false, sir?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And the final one reads that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about June 21st, 2018, per the task individual testing compliance summary dated July 3rd, 2018. Sir, is that one true or false?
That is false.
That is false, okay. Inasmuch as you said that number 3 is false, we're going to take some testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we'll be back to you to tell us why it is false. So, Mr. Turner, would you give us some testimony on allegation number 3, sir?
On 5-11-2018, Defender Bonneville, ADC number 276-997, read and signed Arizona Conditions of Supervision, per the signed Conditions of Supervision. Offender Bonneville, ADC 276-997, was directed to provide a urine specimen for drug analysts at the direction of his supervising officer. On 6-21-18, Offender Bonneville, ADC number 276-997, was verbally directed by Pio Borrego to report to task and submit a urine specimen for drug analysts. Offender Bonneville, ADC number 276-997, failed to report to task on 6-21-2018 to provide a urine specimen for the task individual testing compliance summary dated 7-3-2018.
Thank you so very much, Mr. Turner. And Mr. Bonneville, why did you state that allegation number 3 was false, sir?
Sir, I tried to report to task. I reported to task at 8:15 in the evening, 15 minutes before they closed, to 67th Avenue and Indians, Glendale. Task, and they were closed. They're, from my understanding, I did not know. I only drug tested once a month. At that time, I reported to the task location, and they were closed. They had metal doors down. From my knowledge, the next morning when I was given a phone call to report to parole, I showed up. I found out the task location was closed. I was advised to go to the Mesa location to drug test. was not going to make it in time due because I work on the far, far west side. I was in Tonopah that day.
This is not to blame you. That's not the purpose of this, is to say why, but for whatever reason you did not submit, at that time, and you give them the reasons, but I think it would be more appropriate for you to give those reasons in phase two of this hearing,
okay.
And then you can tell us why you did not take drop the UA at that time, sir. Well, I know in order that we can get to phase two, I'm going to offer a motion at this point, and my motion will be that as it relates to allegations one and two, that will be based upon Mr. Bonneville's admission. As it relates to allegation number three, that will be based upon information provided to the board by the Department of Corrections to Mr. Turner, as well as information contained in warrant number 2018-001798, and my motion will be to find that Mr. Bonneville did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have left into criminal ways or company. And that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, and agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing. This is a very important phase of your hearing, because at the end of this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to return you to supervision. So at this time, we're going to ask that you remain quiet, as we're going to get some background information from the Department of Corrections, then we're going to come back and talk to you before the board makes its determination. So at this time, we will take some information again from the Honorable Mr. Turner. Mr. Turner, sir.
Mr. Bonneville was released from ADC custody on 12-21-2017 and arrested on 6-22-2018 by ADC on a tech warrant. No new charges. Returned back to ADC custody on 6-1-2018 with a CSED of 10-21-2018. Sorry, his return back was 6-22-2018.
Thank you, sir.
Zero abscondes. Current conviction? 2013, burglary third degree, 5 years. Prior convictions, 2012, commitment A, count three, aggravated assault, 3 years and 6 months. 2010, commitment B, count two, theft, 1 year. 2012, commitment C, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 5-4. Mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 2. No SUG information is noted, and no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is moderate with promoting contraband, assault on staff, disorderly conduct, and drugs noted. Other arrest, 2003, burglary second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. He has a GB score of G7, V8. Okay. After his return to custody, he has been found guilty of a minor disciplinary on 8-15-18.
Okay, so we got a minor ticket, and what was the date on that, sir?
8-15-18.
Okay, thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Turner, and we will come back, and now we will talk to Mr. Bonneville, and then he can explain whatever he needs to tell the board. Let me just make a few inquiries, and then we will come back. It seems to me that when you were released, Mr. Bonneville, as we stated in the warrant, you were to reside at 6326 West Hilton Avenue in Phoenix, Arizona, and then you were to establish and maintain residence at MRC, I think that's Maricopa Reentry Center.
Yes, sir.
In Phoenix, and you had no other addresses. Those were the two addresses that you had, so while you were out, was the MRC and the one on Hilton, those were the addresses, sir?
Correct, sir.
Okay, and did you have any, you did have employment at Cascade Windows. Did you have any other employment while you were out, sir?
No, I worked for Cascade Windows.
Okay. And we're glad to know that you were able to find employment and you had those skills, and because that's very important when you're out, and so we commend you for that. You were telling me before why you did not submit that UA. Is there anything else you want to add? I think you told me, but is there any other thing that you want to add why that UA did not take place, sir?
Not on the UA, but I would like to speak about some other things.
Okay, sir.
If possible.
Well, just hold on a moment. It will be possible. Just hold on a moment. But before we do that, I do want to see if one of the board members might have some questions for you and the questions. And I do have another question. It seems to me that you were involved with some police contact what was that about, sir, when you had the police contact? You were found asleep in the driver's seat or something in the vehicle? What was going on there, sir?
Yes, sir. I went out. I did not drink. I did not do drugs. I was out with some friends. They had a bachelor party. I went out to the car because I was going to go home. I got in my car. As I was going to leave, I was exhausted. I fell asleep. The police came. I got a field sobriety test, a breathalyzer. They searched my car. I passed all tests they had given me. There was video evidence there of no foul play, no nothing. Due to me being in my car, sleeping in the parking lot, they asked me to leave the facility. I did. I left. I went to work. I truly forgot to report. At that time, matter of fact, the gentleman sitting behind the screen there, Mr. Turner,
yes,
he was my parole officer at the time.
Okay.
I completely forgot.
Okay, well, thank you. I guess that's why I left the camera on, so you could remember that that was your parole officer at the time. Okay, sir.
No. I know who he is.
Oh, you know who he is. Okay, sir. Now, let me just ask another question, sir. It seems to me, and please correct me, and I'm just looking at information and really the sanctions, that back on somewhere around, I guess, April 25, you had used some methamphetamine. Is that correct, sir?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I took a drug test.
Was that one time, or was that something that happened quite often, sir?
No, not quite often.
Mm-hmm.
I did slip up. I gotta own it. I messed up. I slipped up. Okay. Two things. The time before that, you see a failed sample on my test results,
mm-hmm.
or a failed collection. Steve Turner was my parole officer at the time. I was at work. I notified him immediately. He told me, no worries, go drop a UA. I spoke to him the next morning. Go drop a UA. The second time was on the 25th. I used drugs. I went in, and that's when my parole officer changed from Steven Turner to Shelley Borrego. I went in and seen Miss Borrego. I told Borrego, look, I messed up. I need some help. I've got a baby on the way. I let my guard down. That's what I did. I can't defend the action. I messed up. I went to MRC. When I did the full treatment, I got out of MRC. I then got out, and as Steven Turner does know, or if he can remember, my lady is 41 years old. She's high risk, double high risk pregnancy. She was sick, so I went and stayed at the house, at her house, because she was sick, and that is why my mother called in and reported me not staying at home of the change of address.
Okay, sir.
But I on any of that, I don't have anything to say. I obviously messed up and slipped up and used drugs, and sir, you guys, I'm all asking you, if you guys haven't made a decision yet, I'm asking you, man, please, I need some help. I've got a baby on the way. You guys, the parole, the head of DOC, y'all made a commitment to try to reduce recidivism by 25% in 10 years. I'm asking for help. I'm asking to go back to MRC. I need the treatment, not for me, but for my baby, for everybody around me. I need help.
Okay, so let me just do this right now. I'm going to ask other board members if they have any questions for you at this time. Any questions for Mr. Bonneville? The Honorable Mr. Johnson.
So I do acknowledge that there's also a letter in here from your mom, and you say that you need help, sir. So a lot of it is up to you. They can put you in the program, but it looks like you were just very consistent and not using methamphetamine and drinking with the programs. The programs are not successful if you are not willing to put the work into it and make it work.
I am more than willing to put the work in. I believe if you, I don't know if you've seen there, my family has wrote a letter to you guys, but they have also contacted Catherine Nisbet, which is the right below the director. Mr. Zimmerman is the director. They have spoke with MRC, and MRC is more than willing to accept me, and I'm asking to go into their 90-day program, or at least until my DOC number is finished, and they will work with me every day. They have spoke with Nisbet and Justin Benjamin. That works directly with parole.
So let me ask you a question then. Mr. Bonneville, what are you doing since you are? You going to AA, NA, what are you doing since you've been back?
In DOC?
Yes, sir.
Are you asking since I've been back into DOC?
Yes, sir.
They don't offer NA or AA here.
So you haven't tried to get involved in any program since?
I have. I have done, since I've been here, they do have, the only thing they do offer here, it's called in-cell programming, and I have done numerous books since I have been here. Okay. I started taking a class, but the class is rational thinking.
Okay, so you went into a 30-day program, you got out the program, and you started using. And then you were to go to MRC, and you were to continue counseling and upon the completion of the ITH program. And you failed to attend your CHC classes during that period of time, sir. So, you had program available to you, but you chose to just do drugs after you got out the program, sir.
Yeah, you can step out. Thank you.
My fuck.
It appears that you had counseling. Your PO was working with you. But after you complete the program, you continued to do drugs. You didn't show any change or difference. I mean, I hear what you're saying, but your record is showing that, you know, you're not making the effort. You're making the effort to go to the program, but you're not making the effort to get off the drugs.
Sir. When I completed the program, I was out for 7 days and I never once used drugs.
7 days? You were out for 7 days and you didn't use drugs?
No, I did not.
So the 30-day program provided you with 7 days of not doing drugs?
No, because you're... Am I understanding? Are you saying when I got out of the program, I used drugs?
Yes. Yes, sir. Hello?
Hello?
You asked a question. I responded yes.
Oh, I never once used drugs, sir.
All right. Thank you, sir.
I do understand that you guys see that I failed to go to a task. When I was at parole, the morning they violated me, it does not show on my task result, but Shelly Borrego at her desk gave me a swab sample, swabbed my mouth. Why that result isn't in my task results, I have no idea. But I was swabbed when I was speaking to the director. She swabbed my mouth and put it in a container and put it in a sealed bag. Because I told them they were sending me back to MRC before they violated me. I signed the papers to go back to MRC. I was proving to them I did not. They said if you pass this drug test, the swab test, we will let you out of MRC. The director told them to lock me up. If I pass the drug test, we will not violate you.
Okay, thank you, sir.
I was not using drugs, sir. I understand you hear this every day. And nobody takes responsibility for their actions, I'm telling you, I did not use the drugs, sir. I was out for 7 days. I stayed clean. I was doing what I had to do. The reason I was violated after the 7 days of me being out is because I went to stay at my lady's.
Okay.
I do have a drug history, though, and I need the help with it.
Okay, sir. I'm going to see if there are any other questions by board members. Okay, Honorable Mr. Turner has something that he wishes to share with the board.
Yes, sir.
First, I want to address two things that you brought up, and then I want to read a couple of those. First thing is at the point of the failure to submit a UA, that was on 6/21. That was the direction of his PO. He was not under my supervision at that time. He was under Ms. Borrego's supervision. Also at that time, I do remember something about his girlfriend, fiance being pregnant, but during conversation, I reiterated to him that he is not allowed to stay anywhere overnight except his parents' address without prior approval from his PO, which he acknowledged he understood. So at any time, was he never given permission that I'm aware of that he could stay anywhere other than his approved address. So I'd like to read a couple of notes. On the day of his arrest, on 6/22/2018, the offender reported to the Western Regional Parole Officer and was staffed with Senior Parole Officer Manor and Supervisor Joan Foote. On 6/20/2018, the offender failed to report to task per verbal directive from P.O. Borrego. Offender denies all drugs, alcohol, and reports that his last date of use was 5/5/2018. Offender was oral swabbed by P.O. Borrego. Discussion was had about sanctioning the offender to MRC for 14 days, referring him to 90 days in the ITS program. After further investigation, it was discovered the offender failed to report police contact on 4/11 and again on 6/20/2018. SPO Maynard and CO Cohen conducted a search of the offender's person, personal property, and vehicle. Senior Parole Officer Maynard found a bag of hypodermic needles in the trunk of the vehicle. When the offender was questioned by P.O. Borrego and CO2 Cohen about the syringes, he reported that prior to the 5/5/18, he was using them to inject methamphetamine. On 6/20/2018, while the offender was being transported from the Western Regional Parole Office to Alhambra, he attempted to kick out the back door of the transportation vehicle, causing damage to the door.
Thank you. Thank you so very much, sir, for that information. Okay, board members, once again, any further questions? I don't have any questions from board members, sir. At this time, sir, we're coming towards the end of your hearing, but this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Wait one moment before I do that. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak on behalf of Mr. Bonneville? Anybody present? Any victims present? No one is present has identified themselves. Therefore, we are coming towards the end of your hearing, sir. But we do want to give you an opportunity, because this is your hearing, to make a final statement without repeating yourself. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
All I ask is from you guys and from Mr. Turner is please, I messed up several times. I'm not perfect. No inmate, no prisoner is perfect. We're here. I'm a work in progress, sir. That's all I can say. I'm not trying to get pulled to the streets. I'm not trying to get none of that. I'm trying to go directly back to MRC. I'm not trying that my parole would be me leaving here to prison, going to the parole office, and going immediately to MRC. I need the help. I'm asking for the help. This is a chance to help the recidivism. Someone is asking for help. I understand that I have a few different violations against me. I'm asking. I didn't abscond. I didn't run from you guys. You guys asked me to call, come in. I came in. Steve Turner asked me to call, or he called me, asked me to come in before. I came in. I'm not someone that's trying to run from you guys. I'm not out there trying to rob and steal from people. I'm asking for some help. I've got a new unborn child on the way.
Okay, so. Well, thank you so very much, sir. At this time, the board is preparing to go into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet. And following this discussion, the board will make its decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue you on supervision. So at this time, the board is in discussion. I found that Mr. Warnerville is a very interesting gentleman, and I find that I believe that he's serious, that he wants to begin to work on his putting aside his challenges that he's had in the past. But I do want to make one comment. He said several times that he wishes to go to back to MRC. This board has no control over who can and who cannot be a part of the Maricopa Reentrance Center program. That's something that the Department of Corrections and the parole office itself make that determination. Therefore, we could not guarantee you or anyone else that they could go to MRC or anywhere else, and I just wanted to put that on the record. I think that the problem here is that did he violate any terms and conditions of his supervision? And there are two that I'm just going to point out, and one is that he did not report this contact with the Tempe Police Department, and the other one was that he did use an illegal substance, that is methamphetamine. And with that being said, as one board member, I'm not in favor at this time, but I am prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Agree.
And therefore, I'm going to offer a motion. My motion is going to be based upon information contained in warrant number 2018W1798, as well as his not making informing his PO that he had contact with the Tempe Police Department and that he had used some methamphetamine. With that being said, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agree.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Neal. So your community supervision has been revoked. However, as you know, you will be out in October, and at that time, you won't have to report to a parole officer. You will be on your own. You'll be ready to take care of your baby and your fiance. We wish you the best, sir, and this will end your hearing at this time. Thank you so very much, and please put the parole officer, the CO3 back on the phone, sir.